We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That officially wraps up hour four of our radio podcast live stream program. Thank you, everybody. Over 1,000 people still with us as we enter into hour five of this show, which is not just our 2022 NBA free agency live stream. It is a celebration of 500 episodes of the Knicks Film School podcast. And the whole band is here at the moment. So you get the whole KFS crew. Quick recap, Mitchell Robinson, still not a Knick, but speculation that he is. Who is a Knick is Isaiah Hartenstein, who signed a two-year, $16.7 million contract with the Knicks, most likely to be Mitch's backup. And the Jalen Brunson thing from Shams and Chris Haynes was done. Woj, in his water carrying for GM and front office's way, reported that there's a meeting.
How's that meeting going?
Yeah, the meeting apparently, maybe they ordered food and they're just waiting for Uber Eats to figure out a way.
You know what it is? I'm sorry. I need to do another movie reference. It's like in Ocean's 11 when the guy's like making the noises like he's beating the shit out of George Clooney, as George Clooney's actually robbing the vault.
Like, oh, yes.
People are listening in for the tough negotiations between Jalen Brunson and the Knicks.
There you go. And thank you to just everybody that's been so generous with their Super Chat contributions tonight. We continue with Michael Miranda. Shout out to Michael for his contribution. What's the next big move to happen, if any, to happen tonight? What's a realistic next move for the Knicks? Also, John, favorite drink and brand?
Well, I'll answer that first. It's not this shit.
Not this shit is the name of that.
I've not heard of
that
them.
Beer. Yes. Yeah. That would be like a fun play on like a joke beer.
Not this shit.
Not this shit. Yeah, I'm going out to get not this shit.
I'm very upset with my decision to get one tall boy Guinness and then rely on what else was in my fridge. I don't know why I did that. It is interesting to me that we haven't heard anything about LaVine tonight. It's just, I'm just trying to figure out why. Are they hammering out terms? I don't know.
My guess, well, there are no terms to be hammered out. It's either a max or
That's my point.
My guess is he's waiting to see what Chicago is doing to make a better team around him.
Otherwise, he will do what? That's my point.
His options are fewer and far between. I don't know.
He's exactly. Got one.
He does have one. That would be an interesting option, but yeah.
What's it us?
Yeah.
I thought the Hartenstein signing. No. Oh, it's the same thing with the Beal plan, but now it's the LaVine plan.
I mean, well, sure. Yeah. Because
I thought that,
but it's also
the hardest nine thing ruined that.
No, it does. So here's where, again, it gets tricky. If the Knicks go under the cap and they did everything I suggested with Beal and still factored in Hartenstein, they might still be able to get about
30%.
30% of the salary cap.
Oh, he's not at 35%. That's right. He hasn't been in the league.
He's only been in the league. He hasn't been in the league for 9 years.
Just so this, 10 years. But yeah, yeah.
Chris.
Wait, he's been in the league for 9 years or I can't remember. He has, regardless.
Drafted in 2014, I think.
He's not a 35% max. He's a 30% max.
Yes, drafted in 2014.
This is too perfect. This is too perfect. As we're talking about Mitchell Robinson's maturity, he posts a video on Snapchat of himself talking to the camera and then diving underwater. But he muted the video, so you can't hear any sound. And he's talking to the camera, doing peace signs and stuff, but you can't look, he's talking, but you can't hear him because he muted his own video. And he's just
sign that, man. I love that.
Oh, God,
give him all the money.
This is our guy.
I will say about Mitch, he's extremely likable. Like, he's hilarious. Yeah. Oh,
Firm and Relax is great.
Oh, he's awesome. Like, he's such a unique personality, and I appreciate that about him. I really do. Like, I'm not saying that facetiously.
It's
really
valuable to have.
He's like a class clown over there, and he's great. That's hilarious, though, that he did that now also.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he thinks he's already resigned, or what do you think? I don't know.
I don't know.
Go ahead.
No, I'm sure he thinks something he's going to get paid tonight. That's what I was.
There's just very quickly, since I'm doing the math now. Although here's the thing, it depends on Brunson. If the Knicks did Brunson sign and trade with Fournier, if they got rid of Cam, if they got rid of Rose, and they got rid of McBride, but kept Hartenstein on the books, they'd have $34.3 million. The max for Levine starts at 37. So even if they waive, or even if they renounce Mitchell Robinson's cap hold, they'd still have to add a roster charge, so they're only saving $800,000 in that spot. So no matter what, the Knicks are, unless they move one of Quickly, Grimes, Obi, but even can't, like, Brunson can't sign for that much less, or else the sign and trade doesn't work. So the math gets tricky. It's not going to be Levine signing for the full max. It would be him taking a slight discount to come to New York.
Which I don't think he's going to do.
No, I don't think any of us does. It's more just that's the math. Yeah. That's how it would work.
All right.
James Iceman. Here we go. Any chance the Knicks go after Ayton? He's a better fit with JB and RJ than Mitch would be. Kind of spoke about a little with this in the context of Hartenstein. Maybe to sign and trade Ayton first, then Mitch. At this point, I don't know. As Jeremy said, with the Hartenstein signing, I'd be surprised if Ayton was in their plans, but you never know.
Matt Catalano, KFS team, congrats on the success and thanks for the content. Now the free agency at this point when he sent this is 3.5 hours in. What are your predictions for our starting five? Okay, we'll go around. John, you're starting five.
I'll go Mitch stays and Randall stays, and man, how ballsy is he going to be? Nah, I can't do it. Fournier.
Jeremy.
Grimes and the rest of the starting four.
Grimes and the rest of the starting four. Oh, okay, so Grimes in for Fournier?
Mm-hmm.
So you have Fournier not on the bench. You have him going to Dallas in the sign-in trade.
Yep.
Okay. Chris.
Same as Jeremy, Brunson, Grimes, RJ, and then Randall, Mitch. I just don't. I have heard consistently that they're trying to move Randall, and every single time I've heard that this summer from a league source, it has come with on the tail end of it. But they're having trouble but they can't find a team. But the contract is in the way.
Yeah, it's what we've been hearing too. Yeah,
it's just every single. And you know what? I feel like. And this is something I've talked about with Schwinn, you know, like as a fan, you just want to know they tried for Ivy. As a fan, you just want to know they tried to move Randall. And that's why I think we keep getting this messaging that they're trying to do it, but it's not working. But it's not working. So Brunson, Grimes, RJ, Randall, Mitch gives fans and Tibbs his mix of young and old and his guys and new guys. I like it.
There you go. Benji.
I know we spoke about it before and I said, I think Fournier is going to start, but I think I've talked myself into Fournier will be on the team, but I think he'll start Grimes.
Wow.
And I think as I feel like the reporting that we've heard that they're nervous about the backcourt defense, which again, they should be because we've already spoken about Brunson's defense, which is, he's limited. He's just very limited. I think if you want any hope of having like a top 10 defense this year, I think Grimes is going to have to be part of it. I just do. Fournier and Brunson in your backcourt, you're not getting a top 10 defense. Brunson was protected by DFS and by Bullock all year long. And even Luka to some extent, just because he's so big. Like Brunson didn't have to guard any of the opposing team's best players. So I like the Grimes idea. I'm talking myself into it.
So I think it will be Grimes, but to Jeremy's point,
that Fournier is gone.
That Fournier is gone. I don't think they're going to put $78 million off the bench. I can't see it, especially after the way this past season went. Fournier started every game that he played in this year. I think
and did his job, honestly.
Right, like John has mentioned this: most three pointers made by anybody in the sport after January 1st. Like, did an elite job as a 3-point shooter. I think they would do that to focus more on spacing. Although Grimes is a sharpshooter and can, which is why, okay, all this to say, Grimes will ascend to the starting two role as a result. John is back. Hi, John. I-95 bully. Not sure if the first one went through. It did, but shout out to the KFS crew. I like the new layout scrolling graphics. Yes, shout out to production work. Shout out to StreamYard for making this all possible. We see you guys working. Had a brief encounter with Ben about Hartenstein and didn't walk away feeling like a fool. LOL. So there you go, Ben. Thank you for not making our patron or our contributor feel like a fool.
I-95 Bully is a regular in the post.
I try not to make anybody feel like a fool. I'm probably a fool. What do we talk about? I-95?
It's not that. It's I have it with Jeremy sometimes where it's like he starts going into his economics and then I get terrified, like, oh yeah, totally. I understood all of that. And it's not that he's trying to make you feel like a fool. It's that his brain is so much bigger than mine that
big brain Jeremy.
It's just not, look at the big brain on Jeremy. I just have no other way but to feel. And it can be like that sometimes when I talk ball with you, where it's like, yeah, I totally understood all of that, Benji. I saw all of that as I edit the 25th video in your thread.
on the 42nd.
Wouldn't change a thing, man. Okay. Let me scroll down to the next super chat. Greg Film Stuff. For what it's worth, I was at the JBC in 2018. What's the JBC? Junior Basketball Convention? Okay. In 2018.
Junior Basketball Championship?
Maybe.
The Javits Center?
Sure.
The Javits Bavits Center?
The Javits. For what it's worth, I was at the JBC in 2018 and Reddish stood out the most of the entire class. Reddish needs a team to develop his talent, and we haven't had a legit wing since Chandler and Gallo.
Even
wow. Shots like, at RJ Barrett. Why do you hate RJ Barrett?
Yeah, why do you hate RJ Barrett?
But like, I don't know. I mean, Zion was Zion, but there were people, I feel like, when Reddish was drafted who were like, oh, the Hawks are, you know, they're getting the best of the big three. Those people were mostly Hawks fans, but still, it's there, as Benji said. It's there. It's just you got to put it together and improve on it a little bit, right? Which, other than that, everything's great.
I just feel like, again, if Cam's here, obviously want him to succeed anywhere he goes, but it just feels like every single stop along the way, it's like Cam is never like in the right role or can never be like. At what point do we wonder maybe it's not the environment? Now, with the Knicks, that that's a different story because of obviously the playing everything, but like his one role in Duke was just be a good catch and shoot player. And it just was not something he could do. I like the what he has with his measurements, it's all about if he can put it together. It's just, it often feels like the if part is heavier than I think some might wish to acknowledge. That being said, I hope he pops. I hope he's continuous soup for the Knicks. I hope he is an integral piece. I don't know. It just comes a point. There comes a breaking point. I'm not saying he's hit it, but just maybe he's there soon. I'm not sure.
And by the way, like Dennis Smith Jr. was the number one recruit in the country. Dennis Smith Jr. got drafted, what, 9th, 10th, whatever it was. Dennis Smith Jr. got traded to the Knicks, and we were all very excited because we were like, oh my God, look at what this guy could do. Okay, Benji wasn't.
Should have been Brunson at the time.
Even when he went to Portland, like, you know, they were like, oh, third act, whatever. Like
Detroit.
I forgot that happened. Yeah. Like talent is talent, and talent is going to pop. It's going to look really good when it pops. But there's so, as Jalen Brunson is proof of, it's more than about talent, you know?
We're waiting all night for this guy to show up.
Hey!
Yeah, there it is.
Uh-oh. Robert Cross, thank you for your contribution, sir. First time, long time. John hopped out of an agency mastermind to just tell you, hashtag Knox Hive.
I don't know what an agency mastermind is. That sounds important.
Yes. So, and shout out Knox Hive. We appreciate that you got your guy got a second NBA contract tonight.
All
Robert Cross of you. Yes. Sergio Acosta, thank you for your contribution Super Chat. Can't wait for the first Knicks W to see Macri getting tipsy on the post show. I like the Brunson sign.
Love it.
The
brand is strong.
Yes. I like the Brunson signing. He's proved people wrong his entire life, initiates the offense, breaks down the defense, and finishes.
One thing I want to see on that point, Sergio, and kind of responding to something John just said, Brunson is insanely talented. Like, Brunson has, first of all, I think his raw athletic abilities are underrated just because he's short. That guy is strong as hell. He accelerates from 0 to 60 extremely quickly. His handle is elite in terms of, like, there's no way that a guy that short could shoot 50% from the field without absurd talent. I mean, we're talking about an extraordinarily high level basketball player. Like, handle, acceleration, obviously the strength, and then the footwork is like truly masterful. He plays more like a big man than a guard. That's what I meant. He's not a pick and roll maestro. That's really not what he does. And I'll be curious to see how Tibbs deals with that, because so much of Tibbs' offense starts with 1-5 or Barrett 5 pick and rolls. Like, 87% of the offense. Those pistol actions. And Brunson should run some pick and roll, but you also want to hunt with him. You want to find smalls, because that guy destroys small dudes. Like, the reason he was so good against Utah is because he just found Clarkson, Conley, and Mitchell at times and destroyed them one-on-one. Isolation. Basically posting them up, because he's a monster. And like, he's such a unique player, but I don't want to overlook just how talented a basketball player he is. He is like extremely talented. That's what I'm excited to watch.
Good call.
Next up. Hold on. Also, shout out Mensa Smith in the chat. The JBC is the Jordan Brand Classic. That's the second high school all-star game.
Should have known that.
You have the JBC and the McDonald's All-American game. That is Chris's alley, because the Jordan Brand Classic is a portion of draft class. So I don't feel bad at all for not knowing what that was.
No, you shouldn't. It's like,
thank you.
It's a smaller, yeah.
Do you know what the Jordan Brand is?
Yes.
Okay. Making sure you didn't know what Yeezys were like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, but I owned Jordan stuff.
Okay. What are your favorite Jordans?
I'm partial because I had a pair and they meant a lot to me at the time, because I was like, ooh, I finally got my first pair of Jordans. The one where was all the different
don't
years.
Don't tell me you don't know the number and you have to
5, 6, 8, 13.
Go ahead and tell the talk to us about
the show. One where all the years are on the bottom and it went up.
Oh, the 10. That's the 10. Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Well, but
don't butt me. It was the 10.
No, no, yeah. I'm not disagreeing with you. I mean, the patent leather ones are objectively the best.
The 11s, you mean? Like the
sure, yes.
I have them back. They're the ones.
But I never owned those. I wasn't cool enough to have them.
I have two pairs of 11s in there, as well as two pairs of ones and some threes. The ones being my favorite. I'm an old school guy.
I have bred ones and bred 11s, and that's it. But ooh, my favorite pair is the Grape 5, and that was the first sneaker I ever camped online for, like a psychopath, refreshing nonstop. I was in the fifth grade and refreshing at 8 a.m. on Nike nonstop trying to get them. And I got them. And that was like my easily like favorite Jordan for a long time.
I just picked up some New Balance Velcros that are fucking hot.
I knew it. They were asking in the chat, what type of shoes do you wear? I said Payless BOGOs, but then somebody else said New Balance.
And I wear New Balances.
No.
Velcro, dude.
It's a joke that's before your time.
No,
you know what I wear? I wear the free shout out the Awake shoes. Asics.
You rock those?
Okay.
What?
You rock those too?
Yeah, I wear them every day.
Wow. No way. Comfortable. Wow. We wear matching shoes out and about.
It sucks for you.
You're shitting.
Yeah. Wow, Chris. Your dad shoes.
I relished that fact. I just bought another pair of New Balances that look super grandpa-y because I love that style. I just think it's hilarious that Macri. Shout out Doug, man. Shout out our guy Doug.
My 11s are the Space Jam 11s, by the way. Anyway, we got super chats to get to. Jeremy, you want to contribute to this conversation? I think people are here to listen about basketball.
Jeremy,
not basketball shoes. Yeah,
I got some nice Blazers.
Oh, okay,
white and green 77s.
Well, those are fun. Yeah.
But more of a Hoka guy because flat footed. Yoni Galan. Hey guys, longtime follower, great show. In my opinion, Evan Fournier is gone. No way, Tibbs is starting him next to a small point guard at the backcourt again. Yeah.
Yeah,
in agreement, Yoni. That's not a great mix. So probably why Fournier is on the way out.
We shall see. I'm catching up on super chats.
Man,
still around 1,000 people in the.
Hold on. Shout out on Twitter. Just fun little fact I didn't know. At IQ for three goes by Teg. Hartenstein's younger than Obi, which I know.
No, like, really?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, wow. Also, Obi's also like 35.
So. That's why I didn't get the price for Hartenstein being so low. Like, he's young. He's young and he's shown a lot of promise. I know that he is older in the sense that he had a G League and worked his way to G League Rockets, to the actual Rockets, to the Clippers, not to the Knicks. But he's not some, you know, developed past tense veteran. You know, you could probably sharpen the passing. You could. Listen, I wouldn't go as far as to say he and Brunson are part of the young core, but I think it says something that this front office went and just got two players that are now two of the older guys on their team, and they're like 24 and 25. That's pretty cool. I'd take that for Leon Rose not speaking to the press. He came out after the season. He told you guys what the youth plan was, and he executed on it. Boo-hoo, Mark Stein.
Oh, wow. Geez,
Chris. Respect your elders, man. Jesus.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast.
Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey guys, quick break to tell you about Factor. Factor makes it easy to eat clean 24/7 with fresh, never frozen, prepared meals that are so delicious you wouldn't believe they're actually good for you. Factor saves you time by delivering chef-crafted meals to your doorstep, eliminating the hassle of grocery shopping and meal prep. Not to mention cleanup, no dishes to wash here. Each Factor meal arrives pre-prepared and ready to eat in 2 minutes. That's even faster than ordering in. Factor tackles the tough stuff, so I don't have to. Their registered dietitians and expert chefs work hand in hand to create meals with nutritious ingredients. And with 29 meal options each week, I'm never bored. Going off script for this next part to tell you just how convenient and delicious I've found Factor. My to-do list is usually never ending, whether it's producing this show, hosting my own show Final Review, preparing a proposal in Long Beach, doing my taxes, or whatever else. I rarely have time for meal prep. When Factor sent me a box to test out, I chose the extra protein option. They sent me a week's worth of meals, and I had no idea just how convenient this was going to be. Each meal comes pre-prepared, you just put it in the microwave for 2 minutes, wait another 2 minutes for it to cool down, and boom, in 4 minutes, my meal is ready, and it's delicious as well. Last night, while I was editing this podcast, I heated up the pork shepherd's pie with white cheddar, Yukon mash, and roasted green beans. Not only was the prep time non-existent, but I was able to get a lunch break in and still get the podcast out for all of you to hear without taking a significant break. They have plenty of other meal options as well. There's vegan and veggie meals, keto, low-calorie options, cold pressure juices, smoothies, energy bites, plant-based bars, extra protein, the one I chose, veggie sides, and more to keep you fueled and focused all day long. Don't hesitate. Head to go.factor75.com/filmschool120 and use promo code filmschool120 and get $120 off. That's code filmschool120 at go.factor75.com/filmschool120 for $120 off.
Harry Doner, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Harry.
Another always staple in our super chat. Also, never leaves a comment. And when he did earlier on our show. Harry Doner, thank you for your contribution in the super chat. Dom Cappuccini, another one. Jeez, Dom. Contribution in super chat. Congrats on 500 and climbing up the rankings. Here's hoping for an improved season. I'm still looking at you, JR. So, Randall,
keep listening.
Hopefully, you're looking at him on a different team. Chris, you're Mike and the Mad Dog is after your time, right?
I know.
It's official.
So, this might actually mean there isn't a Fournier sign and trade. If the numbers
really
seem well,
player option on the final season for Jalen Brunson.
Boom. Yep. You know why? Because that carries him into the 2025 season with the cap spike. And I think we're going to see that it's descending contract. That would line up perfectly with what we've been saying.
You can say the
victory lap, Jeremy.
This is what I've been saying for a while. Listen, it's amazing I can hold my head up. It's my brain. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not that conceited. But yeah, that's the thing is,
I don't use stilts for your shoulders to support.
True.
You're going to start toppling over trying to just look straight.
We've got some doctors in the chat and some nurses. So if anyone's got a way for me to keep my head upright,
where's Doc Kev at?
I mean, the thing with Brunson, it now feels like the Mavs might be off the board as a sign and trade candidate because I don't think the math will work right.
Man,
so that's the question of where does Fournier go if the math doesn't work?
Just so for anybody just picking this up, the math doesn't work because at the first year of his deal, the most it could be on 104 is what? It's 28.
Give me 1 second. I'll do the math right now.
Sorry, but I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
No,
but
you're good.
Isn't that, that's basically what it comes down to, is the max it could be on the first year is too much, or sorry, too little, for when it's cut in half, because for Dallas, again, base year compensation, the outgoing salary for Dallas is half what the actual first year is. So for instance, he signed for $28 million in his first year. Outgoing salary, it only counts for $14 million, and it needs to be within a certain range of Evan Fournier. But that's what we're figuring out.
So here's how it goes. 4 years, $104 million. The most it can start at, if it's a descending contract, is 28.1. So when you factor that in and you divide it by two or multiply it by 50%, it's $14,054,054. And then when you multiply it by 125%, you get $17,567,568, because you round on the nearest dollar. And then when you add 100,000, $17,667,568.
And the kicker here
is Evan Fournier, because of his $18 million contract.
Yeah. And the reason you're, for anybody, for the eight people out there who are, look at Larry Kuhn's CBA page as much as we do, the reason you're using the 125% instead of the $5 million difference here, and this is what I had forgotten earlier in the week when I wrote some different sign-in trades, is because the Mavs are a tax team. And because the Mavs are a tax team, you don't get that extra little cushion when you're trying to facilitate trades in the, that where a lot of trades happen in the NBA. We're between the $6 million and the $19 million range. So, interesting.
All right. Officially official, guys. There you go. Jeremy, you're getting your flowers in the chat right now. You called this a year ago. The cap or no cap was extensive, laying the groundwork. This is, you know, this is a celebration of 500 episodes, most of which involve, you know, your genius.
So cheers to you, Jeremy.
Cheers. Shout out to Jeremy. Cheers to Jeremy.
Cheers, brother. Cheers. You crushed it, bud.
Chris has nothing.
Some might say you're good at this. He's
12.
So, no, I mean, I have a Red Bull, so I don't know what you're talking about. There you go. Cheers.
I got a great Pilsner. It's delicious.
A staple.
I'm so jealous of everybody has something good to drink right now.
Yeah. Yes.
Red Bull. I got a nice white wine drinking out of the bottle.
Good for you. Even better for you.
I had water in cans.
You know who's drinking out of the bottle tonight? Jalen Brunson. Jalen
Brunson. Yes.
Yes.
Indeed.
Caleb, do you guys see us going after any other free agents or other trade possibilities for now? Which is a perfect question to ask right after Jalen Brunson is officially signed.
So, no sign in trade means what, Jeremy?
Well, here's what it means. It means the Knicks are probably going under the cap. So they'd be renouncing the rights to, or they'd be renouncing the trade player exceptions that they got from Noel, that they got from Noel and Burks, and from Kemba Walker. So they just cleared cap space.
Hold on. What was with the increased cap? Were they at 35? 35 in room or no?
Now that it's not going to be Fournier for Brunson, let me add it and I'll get back to you in just a moment.
Because what are the Mavs doing, by the way? What are the Mavs doing?
They're giving the Knicks a lottery pick.
Man, if that actually...
Yeah, I know. We'll see.
No Luka team is missing the playoffs.
Thank you, Chris.
So this effectively means that there's no sign and trade at all. Like Fournier was the only possibility.
Unless something hasn't been reported.
They've also got, July 10th is the official date, right? So they do have 10 days to get over themselves and be like, is better for us if you do a sign and trade.
He has agreed on a 4-year, $104 million deal with the Knicks.
They can't trade more than Fournier. They can't trade Fournier plus something else to get there.
It's not about the Knicks sending out more money. It's about the Mavs. Fournier is too much money for the Knicks to take, Fournier is too much money for the Mavs to take in if this is the number. Then Mavs would need to send out an additional salary. I think the smallest salary they have is Frank.
They could,
they could certainly send Frank to the Knicks in that deal. And it would work money wise for all kinds of shit would work money wise on the Knicks end because, they're so far under the cap. But,
I stand with Nilakina, damn it.
Could you imagine if they brought Frank back with Jesus Christ?
Yes. Glorious.
No, but I, as Jeremy is doing the calculations here, a couple things to consider. So for instance, if Hartenstein is signed using cap space or Hartenstein, Jesus Christ, if Brunson is signed using cap space, then you're not, then the Hartenstein deal, by definition, correct me if I'm wrong, Jeremy, also has to be signed using cap space because there is no mid-level exception and the number that he signed for is too big for the room exception, which then also has a trickle-down effect of how are you getting Jericho Sims? So, but Jericho Sims, I do believe that and Jeremy spoke about this before, the open roster spot. So that I don't think is as big of a deal.
So I've got it. And if the Knicks are going under the salary cap, let's say they sign Brunson to the descending contract would be $28.1 million. And let's say the lowest amount that they could possibly sign Hartenstein for is $8.1 million. They're done. It's $948,000, $978,178 left in cap space. And they would
Is that with the roster hold for Sims?
With there is no roster charge anymore because they're more than 12 players.
Or they have 900 to sign.
That would be 12. That's less than the minimum.
So then, if this isn't a sign and trade, what you're saying is Sims either stays on the two way or there's no room to sign him on unless they use part of the room exception, in which case they only get him on a 2-year deal.
Yeah. Something is not fitting seamlessly. There's a missing piece going on where there's just not enough money to go around. So my guess is they might clear more. Again, if they traded Fournier for someone making less money, if they traded, you know, there's a way that they can shave the money a little bit.
Cam. But
this has me concerned about Cam is what I was going to say.
Well, this is the thing that I'm just trying to work around. It's like if the Knicks are a cap space team, that's fine, but that's $36 million that's going right there. I mean, the Knicks entered the night with 35.1. So something has to give here, whether it's that they're going to adjust the amount that Brunson's making by a few hundred thousand, maybe the same thing with Hartenstein. I don't really know,
but
it doesn't fit quite as squeaky clean as it should.
Yeah, but it's not often done, but you also don't need to ascend or descend by the maximum amount per year. You could start at pulling a number out of my ass. You could start at 27 for Brunson and then you descend by, you know, less than 5% a year to make it get to
you. Well, yes, there's some cap trickery that's going to go on, but
yeah, but I agree with you. There has to be, this just doesn't feel,
there's another shoe dropping.
There has to be, you know, I don't want to say that. It feels like
Fournier or Cam. That's one of the two. Something will happen.
You're saying it feels like it has to because of the fact that they want to convert Sims to a full time.
I'll let Jeremy answer his own way, but what is New York's incentive to not do a sign and trade?
The pick gets better. Presumably, because there's less room for them to operate with to improve as a team.
Sure.
That's primarily it. But also the bigger one is Fournier. They can move Fournier away. That's probably the largest one if that's where their head is at.
And again, there's no obvious player out there on the market right now.
No, and here's the other thing. If you are the Knicks and you're using cap space, you don't have room for Ayton. You don't have room for anyone else. Your finishing move is to extend Mitch. Excuse me. So otherwise, they'd be done. It'd be bring Mitch back, maybe sign someone to the room exception, And then, I don't know, are they trading Cam? They're still going to be above the salary cap. Are they? I don't know what they're doing. I don't mean that in a rude way. I just like, there has to be something else. Either the numbers are not exact as they're being reported, or they've got something else going on.
So Jeremy, JB just tweeted out a cap outlook. I don't know if it'll help you or clarify anything for you if you want to compare notes. While you do that, I'm just going to read a couple of super chats to get to continue on. Especially since this one's addressed to me, Forgotten NYC. GMAC, will there be timestamps tonight? I'm at work. Yes, there will be. This is a Red Bull. This is the second gigantic cup of Red Bull that I've gotten. There will be timestamps on this video for those who want to go back and watch at specific points, similar to the way the draft live stream was. Thank you, Forgotten NYC, for the question and for the contribution. Next up,
just on JB's tweet, he has Jalen on a ascending contract, so he starts at the lowest number it could be, which is 24.1. He also has Harden sign at 7.8, which I think was a little bit lower than you thought the less could be. I don't know
if it's 16 points. That was the number, right? 16.7.
I honestly forget.
Figure if it was 16.7, the absolute lowest they can offer him is 8.1 million in year one.
We'll check on what that is. But yeah. Sorry, Andrew. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, you're good. Frank Corona Jr., thank you for your contribution in the super chat. Any chance this KD trade request is a fascinating thought that something hasn't happened soon, I'm curious, but I think it's all but done. Any chance this KD trade request is a Hail Mary to get Kyrie his max deal he wants from the Nets? I thought about it at first. Maybe this is the last final leverage play. The fact that he went to the owner to do this, and the fact that the reporting after was that the Nets are like, all right, we're done. Like, we'll facilitate this and we'll weigh out our options. I don't think Kevin Durant or Kyrie Irving will play games for the Brooklyn Nets again, and I'm going to laugh at that. So there you go.
I'm looking for the numbers on Hardenstein. I just saw 16 plus. I'm sure it was. Oh wait, no, there it is. It was Kelly Eco who reported 2 years, 16.7. So then, yeah, there you go. The lowest JB was probably using 16. Okay,
Jeremy, the reason that you think it's going to be descending, could you explain that? Why do you think, based on what we know, that they're going to use a descending model?
A few reasons. Number one, he's got the player option year four. So actually, if he did a descending contract, he'd make like $3 or $4 million more because you're starting at a higher number and work your way down to a lower one. So that's number one. Number two, I think the Knicks, I know John's sick of me saying it by this point, I'm sure. I don't blame him, but I still think that the Knicks are going to target 2025 when the cap spikes as a way to manage their contracts. Brock Oller also has a history, or at least the Cleveland Cavaliers have a history, of extending their second contracts as descending contracts, right? So like Larry Nance Jr., I believe, was descending, although he was, I think, signed. No, Jordan Clarkson was signed by the Lakers. Larry Nance was descending. Kevin Love was descending, but then ascending. It was like ABBA, ABBA structure. He's dancing queen at his wedding. Congrats to him. Mazel tov. The next, you have Chetty Osman, who was also on a descending contract, still is. Ooh. So that's why I think that the structure that Brock Oller probably employs is first contract, rookie deal, second, have it descending, third contract, that's when you ascend. The Knicks are not at the point where their core is going to ascend because their core is essentially all young guys. We're waiting for their second contract.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Of course. And John, you're right. It seems that the number matches for JB that it's 16 million and the lowest amount starts there. So that's why there's still, like I said, it's got to be that the numbers are off by a smidge in some capacity.
The Pope has spoken. I'm not even saying this facetiously. Mike Francesa. Nick's got a player. Nick's got to play him, Brunson.
Yeah. Okay.
Good move.
Okay. You can get more of that analysis behind us in the podcast charts.
Hey!
Yeah. Wow. Are they? Is he behind us?
You don't read our text messages, I swear. I sent you a screenshot. We are ahead of him. We are ahead of him, sir.
We're ahead of Mike Francesa.
Yes, yes. That's why I was like,
that's got to be crazy for you, Macri.
Yeah,
it's got to be crazy. Take a moment. That's got to be
that
crazy.
Was so there.
John's for me, a degenerate drinking in his fucking living room at 10 o'clock at night. Talking.
You're
about
the this. Degenerate drinking in his living room that has a podcast that's ahead of Mike Francesa.
Christ.
Yes. Pour a Diet Coke out for him. I love you.
I have a Coke syrup.
It's because he's drinking Diet Coke and we're drinking this stuff. That's his problem.
And I'm drinking, what is this awfulness again?
By the way,
lime margarita.
John, well, John, do you think the New York Knicks and the Westchester Knicks get together for dinner?
That's a great call, Chris. Okay, so John doesn't know the joke. So somebody called you. You know how people call up? Or do you remember when people, when Mike went solo, people used to call him up and joke around with him? About like just prank calls that were like ridiculous questions. So someone called up and said, do you ever think that the New York Giants and the San Francisco Giants get together for dinner? And he took it. He was just like, you waited all this time to take that call. You waited on his.
Listen,
you waited a whole long
Mike
time.
Francesa. I will not hear any besmirchment of Mike Francesa.
Yeah. Oh, and the comments just brought up a legendary. The Stan Lee clip is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's awful.
That's a 30 second. Even John. So it's a 30 second clip in 5 seconds. Someone calls and asks, you know, Mike, Stan Lee died. Did you ever get to meet him? What do you think? Oh, Mike spends 30 seconds arguing with his producer over not knowing who he is. The producer is like, he's the guy who created Spider-Man, who created Marvel. And in Macri fashion, in the most like witty, instant, not even, didn't even think about it. He just goes, oh, who the hell cares? Next question.
It was literally like, who's Stan Lee? Huh? Who's Stan Lee? And then Monzo chimes in. He's the guy who created Marvel Comics. Oh, who cares? flat delivery. It's so Francesa too.
It's so great.
Yeah. I was more of a Mad Dog guy, which is why I still find enjoyment in what he's turned first take into. Gosh. I think Mad Dog is in on the bit that he's just trying to make the most ridiculous ranting, raving of sports. And Mike actually takes himself too seriously, but they are both legends, legends behind us in the charts. Okay.
It's great.
The gorilla. We're living in a society where a kid falls into a pit and I'm supposed to be concerned about the gorilla.
Isn't it more of a gorilla?
Gorilla.
Gorilla. Chris's Francesa is slowly morphing into Pacino in Heat, and I love it. Since we're laughing, I'm just going to put up on the overlay on screen. This is the front page of the New York Post tomorrow. Caption. Thin man has no heart.
How do they do it?
Durant begs out after a single playoff series win for $119 million.
Can I just say,
who does the headlines? They deserve a raise.
Yes, they do.
I just want to say this. I live in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Oh, yes.
You want a cookie?
Oh, yes. Okay.
Stanley's my neighbor. Speaking of who cares, no one's going to give a shit about this. I'm just being serious. What? No one's going to give a shit
about him leaving?
In terms of people, yes, there are dedicated. I'm facetious a lot. There are dedicated.
No one here. Brooklyn. I thought you were saying that Kevin Durant isn't a national story. I agree with you. Yes,
the kids are still gonna wear their Durant jerseys. Kids are still gonna wear their Kyrie jerseys. They're still gonna wear their same shit. Honestly, a lot of them probably aren't even gonna know what the hell's going on because it's not a true fan base. Something that tried to get manufactured in a lab. Can't build a team fan base like that. And they tried to do it, and they tried to, you know, obviously jumpstart it once and then twice. It kind of worked the last time, but not really. Nobody cares.
Who cares?
There's such a rare breed now to find the Giannis's and the Jokic's and like the non-dramatic superstar that just plays. Like, how many of these guys now are Kyrie and Harden? And Steph, for sure, yes. Kyrie, Harden, Westbrook, even LeBron to an extent. So it's worth it with LeBron.
You got to throw Kawhi in there. Kawhi bounced around.
Kawhi, mm-hmm. It's like all, it's like, God, like, it's just, you wonder as like, and I've talked about this before, but like how fun it was to be, however many Nets fans there are, all jokes aside, like how fun that team must have been before the superstar trades.
Oh my God.
And like, yeah. Whether it's just almost like we've got it wrong, man. Like, just enjoy those teams. Like, keep going. Like, oh, or just trade for one of these super dramatic dudes who will leave in 2 years because they're tired of it. It's like, I don't know.
I think
there's something to it, you know? There's something to like,
yeah.
This is our team. It's not just like these mercenary superstars that come here for a couple of years, drain out our resources and then leave, you know?
There's, well, no, there is one, but it was the Mickey Mouse Championship. I was about to say, other than the Lakers Championship 2 years ago, we still don't have evidence of a team that can fully bring itself together via those means, you know, like, well, hey, Andrew, you give me a look.
So those means being like
everything is from the outside. Even the Raptors, you already had Lowry, okay. And you already had the infrastructure.
The Heat had Wade. The Celtics Heat had Pierce.
Yeah, even when LeBron went back, they had Kyrie.
Yes, LeBron went back. Okay. Exactly. You know, it's, you know, and if you want to count the Lakers championship, okay. But yeah, I don't know. I agree with you, Benji.
Yeah. And that's why I say, like, every time one of these trades is pitched, or even when Durant came free for 2 seconds there, and all of Knicks Twitter is like, give everything up for Durant. And like, I look, I get being a basketball fan can be more than just like, what's the best chance to win a championship in a given year? You know, that's kind of the perspective. It's like,
yep.
I take more enjoyment out of watching like guys that we drafted, that we've watched grow up, that are like playing well, they're learning. Like, there's a lot of enjoyment in that, you know, and it doesn't have to be like, you get clowned a little bit if you say like, don't make X trade. It's like, well, I'm a basketball fan. I can enjoy it how I want to. And like, honestly, like mercenary superstars is not the most enjoyable thing for me. I'm not saying we shouldn't get a superstar. One day I want one, but like, you don't have to give up everything. Keep something, you know.
I went viral last summer for saying I wouldn't do RJ for Dame. I went viral at the deadline for saying I wouldn't do IQ for Fox. And both times it was like, haha, Knick fans overvaluing your young core.
Yeah.
Shout out going viral.
Sometimes maybe we are, but like, you know, I don't know. Basketball fandom's interesting like that.
No, you make a good point.
Yeah. Okay, let's continue with a couple more super chats before we start our final hour of this live stream. Drew P., if KD two sons, what would you give up to steal Mikal? I think Mikal Bridges would go in that deal to the Suns. So
financially,
I think the Nets are not trading him to the Knicks then the next time around, you know?
You'd pair him with his former Villanova teammate that just got signed.
You would.
Jeremy would know, but he has to be in there.
What?
Is Mikal worth more than Evan Fournier for salary and New York's unprotected 2023 first round pick? He's worth more than that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because you're bringing Mikal to Brunson and all right.
You also have to consider the Suns are getting worse and they're in win now mode. So the pick, they'd have to flip it and then find more salary.
They'd want the Mavs pick with that to at least have something to flip.
Well, no, not even the Mavs pick. Just like if you're getting worse. Why? Like, are you saying KD end?
No, this is not a thing that's actually going to happen. But I'm just like saying in a vacuum, is Mikal Bridges worth? I don't know. Is he worth like the Knicks 2028 unprotected first rounder and a 29 swap?
What was he, second in all defense? A defensive player of the year award last year.
He was definitely on that leaderboard.
Yeah, he's worth that. He's worth more than that. He's a really good player. Does all the right things. Another Villanova guy.
Congratulations, Kevin Knox, getting that 2 year.
I'm quote tweeting Mike Francesa's Knicks got a player in Brunson tweet with, "Hey Mike, do you think Jalen Brunson and Jalen Green ever get dinner together?"
Next.
Let's see if he hangs up and listens. okay. I got to find the next tweet. It's great producing. Hold on.
No, you're killing it, man.
I know,
right? Shout out to Andrew Claudio. Seriously. Everybody else has been getting their flowers. You've been on here the whole goddamn time since 5 o'clock.
Yeah. Someone has to push a button.
That would be insane. Yeah. Flowers to Andrew for sure.
Yes. Okay. Fern Rodriguez. A Fern, since speaking of flowers. If I check back and this stream is still going past midnight, we'll see. Oh, hold on. Let me restart this. If I check back and the stream is still going past midnight, we'll see Prez, Schwinn, Balone on. Let's do it Avengers Assemble styles. Assemble style. Love you guys. Keep it up. Thank you, Fern. Sorry I so clunkily read that. We're not going past 11 at this point, unless Kevin Durant gets traded to the Knicks, which is not happening.
Or just something happens.
Yes, or something crazy happens, yes. What happens if we sign off at 11 and at 11:05 Mitch signs? Jump back on?
That would be it, man. Yeah. That would be...
I'm going to be up writing, so... Yeah. I haven't written word one of tomorrow's newsletter, so...
I'm going to be up time stamping, don't worry. okay. We all got work to do. There you go. Robert Cross, GMAC, is it... It is good to see Chris at the big boy table. Shout out, Chris. Welcome to the big boy table. I look forward to his sharp elbows grazing cutlets soon. Still sore over Ant. Hashtag 53 wins. We told him last night the improbability of one day, of anytime recently, the Knicks getting Anthony Edwards. Which I know is like a brand of yours.
Rob and I talk about this. Yeah, it's not happening. But I told him that in 2024, the embargo lifts for us to officially begin setting the framework for the 2028 coup and liberation of Anthony Edwards from Minnesota to his rightful home in New York.
Liberation.
You just can't even start until... Well, yeah, I mean, IQ, RJ, Ant, Luca... Isaiah Hartenstein is the dream, right? So I mean, gotta make that happen. But yeah, no, I've told Robert we're not allowed to start theorizing about that until 2 years from now, four years from then. So yeah.
Bingo. Jason Meredith. This whole time I didn't realize Jason Evan was Jason Meredith. Interesting. Thank you for your contribution, Jason. For the record, I think they will sign and trade Mitch. Where are you on that, Jeremy?
It all depends on the cap situation. I mean, like, if the Knicks are using cap space, what are the Knicks able to do in terms of signing and trading Mitchell Robinson? Because then they have to abide by base year compensation laws. It's just, it's tricky. It's really, you know, they'd have to dump salary somehow, or this is why I'm still like, are these numbers exact? Is there something else going on here? We'll have to see.